trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I will only listen to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. By Rachel O. Dallin O., Lee H., and Kevin W. live in Tennessee, a place known for music, and they already know a lot about notes, chords, and harmony. Dallin sings with a group at his school. Lee is learning to play the guitar. And Kevin recently sang at a baptism and is learning to play the piano. They know that it is easy to get nervous when you perform, and it's hard to stretch to reach the right string or hit the right key, and that to become really good, you have to practice. They practiced a lot for their primary sacrament meeting program. They were especially excited when the organ played, "The Priesthood is Restored," while all of the children sang. But the most important thing Dallin, Lee, and Kevin know about music is the statement from My Gospel Standards, "I will only listen to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father." Music can make you feel happy or sad, depending on the kind of music that is played. Dallin says, "Lee says primary songs make me feel closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus." And Kevin says, "The words are really important. You have to look at the words first to know if it's a good song." They all agree that the best music is music that makes you feel reverent and happy. Dallin O., Lee H., and Kevin W., all age 7, Tennessee.
By Teaching Just One, by Chelsea C. My best friend always used to say the Lord's name in vain, and every time I heard her say it, I felt bad. One night, I decided to pray about it. The next day, when I heard her say the Lord's name in vain again, I told her that it wasn't right and that I didn't like it. That same day, she heard someone else using the Lord's name in vain and said the same thing I had said to her. I have never heard her say the Lord's name in vain again. This showed me that I can help lots of people by teaching just one. I am grateful that Heavenly Father helped me to tell my friend how I felt. Chelsea C., age 10, New South Wales, Australia.
A Dangerous Game, by Dexton G. My dad, my brother, and I were hired to clean an apartment. While we were cleaning, I found a video game. I was excited because I had just gotten a new video game player. I took the game home with me. Later that night, my dad's friend came over. I told him about the game I found. He warned me that it showed bad pictures. I got the game, broke it in half, and threw it away, because President Gordon B. Hinckley has told us not to listen or watch these things. I felt the Holy Ghost, and I knew I had done the right thing. Dexton G., age 10, Utah. See My Gospel Standards, Faith in God Guidebook, back cover. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus,